Now, boys and girls, this morning I want to tell you something more about David and how he eventually became the king of Israel and began to rule over that people. David had already, you remember, been chosen to be the king by God, but as long as Saul remained as king, then of course David had to wait his appointed time that God had given to him. The death of Saul in the Word of God is a very, very sad thing, but I want to tell you something about it this morning because, as you all know, there are some very sad things in the Bible and in life itself, and God gives us the whole of His Word so that we might learn lessons and be able to live our lives in the way that God tells us to do so. You remember again how Saul really started off quite well to be the king of Israel. But then his troubles really began when he began to disobey God. And our troubles always begin, boys and girls, whether we're young or whether we're old, our troubles begin when we don't listen to what God is saying and when we disobey what God does say to us. And then Saul, you remember, he began to what you would call brood in his mind. That is, he began to think bad thoughts. He began to think bad thoughts about other people. He began to think bad thoughts, especially about David. And you remember, of course, we've seen how he even tried to kill David. And then how, for these past couple of weeks, we've seen how he hunted David over the hills and down through the valleys. And how David was so gracious. When David could have killed him, he didn't, because David trusted that God would do what was right for him. Now, as Saul became old, he became very, very sad. He was discontented. Nothing would please him. He couldn't be happy about anything. And he lost nearly all his friends and all the people that could help him. There were one time when he killed nearly all the priests of Israel. So he had no one to go to, even to ask them about help with regards to what God would have him to know. There weren't any prophets in the land. Dear old Samuel had died. And there weren't any great soldiers because David, the greatest soldier of all, he was being hunted by Saul. And then the worst thing happened. The Philistines, those enemies of the children of Israel, they attacked Israel once again. And because Saul had no one to help, no general for his army, he had to go out to lead the children of Israel against the Philistines himself. It was a very, very bad battle for the children of Israel. And in the battle, Saul's son, Jonathan, was killed, David's dearest friend, and also his other two sons as well. When Saul himself saw that the battle was going so bad against him, he himself was wounded with an arrow. He knew he was going to lose the battle. And so he went to his armor bearer and he said a very, very bad thing. He said, "I want you to kill me because I don't want the Philistines to capture me and take me prisoner." The armor bearer, the one that carried his shield and his sword, he said, "No, I can never do that against you because you're the king." And he did a tremendously bad thing, did Saul, boys and girls. He took his sword and he leaned it in front of him on the ground. And then the Bible says he fell on his sword and he killed himself. An awful sad end to his life that had begun well, but ended so badly. My, when David heard what had happened to Saul, what had happened to Jonathan, he was full of sadness. It was a sad way for a life like that to end. But you see, he had, starting off well, just begun to disobey God a bit at a time. Then his mind began to go bad, and then he ended up in that sad position. Well, David then became king. When David became king of the children of Israel were to be blessed under King David because David was very, very faithful to the Lord his God. When he came to the throne, you remember we've mentioned a wee bit about this already. You remember how he began to think back to that covenant, that arrangement, that agreement that he had made with Jonathan. That if any of Jonathan's family was alive, then David would take care of them. And you remember that young man with the strange name Mephibosheth. The young man that was lame in his feet. You remember how David then brought him into the palace and he said, Mephibosheth, you're going to be like one of my own children. You're going to sit at the king's table. You're going to be dressed like one of the children of the king. You're going to be like one of my own sons. That was because David and Jonathan had made that arrangement, made that agreement, just like God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ made that great arrangement for our salvation when we trust in him and become the children of the living God. And then another thing happened under David as well, which was a very great thing. At last the children of Israel got rid of those great enemies, the Philistines. They came up against the children of Israel and David went to God. When we've got enemies to face, boys and girls, not enemies like that, of course, but especially those things that would come into our hearts and our minds, what you always do is you go to God. And David went to God and he said, Lord, how shall I fight against the Philistines? And the Lord said, go right up against them, face to face, and they'll flee from you. And he did what God said, and they fled. But they came back again. What do you think David would have done? What do you think we would have done? We would have said, well, we know what to do. Let's go right up against them face to face again. But David didn't do that. David went back to God again. And David said, now, Lord, what will I do this time? This time. Because you see, every time we have to face things, boys and girls, we have to go to God all the time, every time, each time. And this time God said a very strange thing. God said, don't go up to face them face to face, but put a circle round them and hide in the mulberry trees. And God was going to make the mulberry trees, the leaves of them, just rustle, just a wee bit. And God said, David, when you hear the sound of the rustling in the tops of the mulberry trees, then get up, fight against the Philistines, and you'll put them to flight. And there they were. Had to listen very, very carefully because it was just going to be just the slightest of breezes. But when they heard that, up they got, attacked the Philistines, they fled, and never again, for as long as David was king, never again did the Philistines attack the children of Israel. So a sad thing and a good thing, the way Saul died, very, very sad. But now David, at last, because now it's God's time, David has now really come to the throne of Israel, and he will rule over the children of Israel all the days of his life.